story, the pub scene, continuation of it. I just got one idea for visuals. We could have Peo illustrating this with his sketch pad, or we simply show it right there in that pub. How it's kind of insidious and subtle, and it creeps upon you. Now he's explaining, or we show. You sit there and you drink your beer or whatever, and then you go to some restaurant and you have a glass of wine and maybe two, and then you go home and you have a little something there and you talk, and this becomes your life. And then gradually you know, when you wake up next day, you don't feel well. So the world outside of that bar or pub or restaurant or that around that table starts to become grayer and grayer. And we can show that they're sitting there in that pub, and around them, you know, there's a kind of invert or halo thing there, where what's inside that pub room is lit up by the candles or whatever you have, the table, and it's glittering and the bottles are glittering and everything. It's like, yeah, this is my home, here are my friends. Who cares about the rest? And around there, outside, it's just gray and even dark because it's night, right? So what happens, and this is when these people engaged in what you can call social drinking, when they call it your social, you know, they have jobs, maybe still, some are unemployed, some are pensioners, and that's when it really can hit you. Because when you're waking up next day or you're not sitting there, then the world looks very gray and you become pessimistic, and there's, you know, wars here and this and that, and you sit maybe talking about that a little bit, then, no, let's not talk about that, you know, that, just forget that, and we don't care anymore, and have another, you know, cheers. And then they are drunk and talking nonsense, but thinking that they are talking important things. And go home, maybe try to have sex if they still can. You know, that's the life, and now we're really showing it without any, you know, pretentious filters. So this is their world now. It's a little room of light, but it's a faltering light as well. Maybe one day the light goes off, because there's normally electricity, and some soldiers come in through the door or something, you know. So we can have that pub gang, maybe even recurring in our story. At one point, Pio just steps out the door, and he's looking out there, bright, you know, the sun and all the moon at night and sunrise coming, and he walks off. So what he's then trying to show, either by talking or by just showing it in these pictures, this graphic novel, is that, you know, you may, and that's what it tends to be when they sit there in the pub, the world looks more and more dark and hellish, and everything is And when people start talking like that, you know, it's all bad and out there and I don't care anymore. And that's also, that could be a sign of alcoholism. Because your life is starting to fall apart and it's looking darker and grayer. And you're trying to fend against that by drinking another bottle and hanging out there with your friends who do the same and think, yeah, we got each other. And maybe that's good friendship, yeah. But it's just drinking friendship. Or so anyway, so there sits our PO, and he's trying to say that it's in the mind, it's in the consciousness. This world is beautiful. It's bright, it's loving, it's adventure, it's just wow. Lots of fun and beauty. And they sit there, what are you talking about? And he said, it's just, so where is that world? All I see is a mess today. And he said, it's, you know, it depends, it's in a consciousness. You can step out of here now, out in nature, and it's all there. God's beautiful nature, God is in God. So we're trying to show this somewhere or other, you know, I mean visually here, that when he speaks, you know, then the whole thing, like, phew, this darkness around them, that inverted, you know, not inverted, but that kind of halo-ish thing, yeah, inverted because it just goes to darkness, it disappears, it kind of wanes away. And you see, maybe they are even approaching sunrise. And it gets a little brighter. And he can see that they are beautiful as well. We're eternal beauty, eternally young, and everyone, you know, deep inside, you know, you just clear away that ignorance, that darkness there from the mind. And we are all beautiful people. And it's a beautiful world. So the darkness is simply there, tamagun, it's there in the mind. And he's trying to explain that, and maybe one or two follow that. The others are really drunk now. And the sun is rising because it's in the summer. It rises early. And then he just says, oof, it's getting late or it's getting early. I think I better move on. I'll go home. And one of them is sleeping, or two of them. Get a cab for her. And he steps out on the porch there, outside that pub, looking at the sun rising and the little birds and the flowers, the swans down there by the lake. Of course, the problem is now the sun is rising from the other side. Now, that's no problem. Just look up over there. Taking a deep breath and go, oh, what a beautiful world. And he drank water all night. He feels good. Going back to the room he's renting and having a few hours rest. And yeah, I mean, we can show it that way.